What people don't realize about Keith Richards is, in the early days, you were a guy very happy, you and Mick, were very happy sort of being these two guys who interpreted blues music from America. But then you guys start writing music, and this blows my mind. You don't write it for the Stones. You write it for other people. You guys become songwriters. The first song, As Tears Go By Even, really you wrote that for Marianne Faithfull, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, not for the Stones.
When we wrote this, it was our first song that Mick and I had written, and Andrew Oldham, bless his heart, a genius producer and mentor of the day, said, listen, guy, we can't do covers forever. You know? And he locked Mick and me in a kitchen and said, see, come up with a song.
But here's what people don't know. These are songs you wrote for other people, not for the Stones. This is a song called That Girl Belongs to Yesterday by Gene Pitney. You guys wrote this.
Yeah.
What? I don't understand that phase of your life. You go off, you write a song, you think it's great, and you hand it to Gene Pitney?
I'd give it to anybody, man.
Who gave it to Gene Pitney?
Andrew Oldham.
Well, here's some songs you wrote. This is Bobby Jameson, All I Want Is My Baby.
I can't remember this one.
You don't remember it? You wrote it. Listen.
Bobby Jameson, Jesus.
Do you remember Surprise, Surprise by Lulu?
Surprise. You've been telling lies and lies. You surprised me.
You wrote this.
I know that, but now...
What do you feel listening to this?
I'm amazed you took it up, but there was this was our learning process. Mick and me, we'd come out with the weirdest songs and let it fly, you know.
And so you let it fly, and then what would happen? Like months later, you'd hear someone performing it, or on the radio?
Yeah, Andrew was good at placing these things, and I mean, we didn't think they were any good at all.
Wow.
But at the same time, I think Andrew Oldham was giving us leeway to sort of figure out, writing songs is not something that happens overnight. You know, you have to learn and stuff. And we were like writing the sort of pop crap.
Yeah, but when you're writing it, you're making some money, right? I mean, these are paid.
Yeah. It's starting to. And
do you remember this one? Hold on. Listen to this. Cliff Richard, this is your song. Blue Turns to Gray.
Oh, well, yes, I remember. She is gone, he did this.
You're Keith Richards. You have to know you wrote this.
Yeah, I remember the title.
This is amazing to me that you, like, if I wrote any song that anybody recorded, it would, but I guess you've written so many songs, you forget.
Yeah, to us, this was all practice. You know? To us, the important thing was like finally to get to write a song for the Rolling Stones, you know, that we could put in front of the guys, that I could put in front of Charlie Watts and Brian Jones and say, how do you feel about this? And they'd go, yeah.
That really first song that went big in England is The Last Time.
That was the one I was thinking of. This is the first one. See, then we found we got to write for the Stones. You know?
This is a Stone song. Yeah. In other words, you can't give this to Lulu.
And basically, a lot of it's borrowed from the Staple Singers.
When you guys wrote this and it became a hit in England, you must have been beside yourself. I mean, that's the moment you know.
Both sides and myself.
But do you and Mick just go, oh my God, I love you.
Yeah, because we can do it, man. We can now write songs for the band, you know. Because before that, you know, as you've just played, you know, there's other songs. These are all like experiments of like just how to write a song and put it together. And the last time was the thing that said, boom, now okay, now we got it. Now all we got to do now is like get better at it.